Welcome back to the Staying Christian Podcast.
Welcome back.
I am your co-host, Gavin Hobbs.
I am your other co-host, Eli Chamley.
We are here with this latest episode of the podcast, which we are trying our best. Well, that's debatable, honestly, sometimes.
I think I'm trying pretty hard.
To bring you guys some content that maybe will help you guys in your pursuit of God.
Yeah.
And a relationship with Him. Yeah, that is our prayer. This is our prayer.
In fact, we did some extensive praying, just being like, hey, God, help us convey our thoughts into words in a way that's intelligible and not just a meaningless jumble of stuff, you know?
So exactly.
Hopefully He answers that and does something for you and us all in the same time.
Exactly. So we're going to be sharing about some God stuff. I don't really have a list in front of me, but I know we're definitely going to have a new music segment in this episode, so get ready for that. I've got some beautiful music coming up, and we'll have the random Bible verse too, and Eli will probably talk about some strange stuff like books he's been reading.
He reads books now?
Anyways, this is the latest episode of the Staying Christian Podcast. Here we go. So I was talking with a friend recently, and he said something that was notable, that was interesting, and he said something about how in the Bible it says for young men to speak little so they can basically seem wiser than they actually are. Because we were talking about that.
Because we're not wise, like, at all.
Right, exactly, because we're still learning, you know? We're young. Right. But also, I was reading a bunch. I was looking on the internet about trying to find this actual verse. Couldn't actually find it, so maybe it isn't in there. I don't know. But nonetheless, there's a lot of wisdom quotes in the Bible. It is absolutely insane. Like, I have a page pulled up here, and can just scroll and scroll and scroll, just with, like, the word wisdom, you know? It's just amazing. Anyways, one of the things that was cool that I kind of got out of it was basically, you know, like, speak little, that, and just how actually they say, okay, with age comes wisdom, but also in here they say, well, young men can also be wise too. And that's like, oh, maybe there's hope. But then also it says, don't think you're wise in your own wisdom or whatever, or something like that, because then automatically you're not wise. And it's just like, oh my gosh, there's like this paradigm
there's all sorts of counteractions to that.
Exactly.
Super intricate.
Which is definitely, like, wisdom has always intrigued me, mainly because I'm like, I've heard a lot of people tell me, people that I consider to be wise tell me, and say, hey, ask for wisdom, you know? So I've tried to do that. But no, I have done that. And I hope I'm getting wisdom. I'm not sure. I'm still yet to see if that's actually happening.
If you tell me I don't have wisdom, then maybe you're just not wise.
Exactly.
You haven't asked for the wisdom either.
There's so many paradigms. So, like, I just have learned, like, hey, just keep asking for this. And actually, maybe you'll get it one day, because this is something very valuable. You know, like Solomon, when he asked for it, God was like, wow, that was really wise. Now I'm going to give you like 50 times more of it.
What's really funny, I was just talking to somebody about that, and it's actually somebody who listens to this podcast fairly recently. He does it a lot. But anyway, we were just talking about the wisdom thing and about Proverbs and Solomon. It's funny. It was just the other night. But he was talking about the fact that God basically appointed Solomon as the wisest person ever. He was saying he said, you will be the wisest of everyone before you. And then he goes, and now you'll be the wisest of everyone who comes after you. And it's like, whoa, maybe I should read Proverbs again. You know?
Right.
You know, I used to do that where, let's read Proverbs this month, and we'd go through it. But it's like,
yeah.
You know, actually learning what God says you should and shouldn't do, for multiple reasons, because He made you, and also because He appointed this really wise guy to write it all down.
Right.
I don't know.
So I'm going to say something that's going to sound hypocritical. It is basically, you know, says young men speak little so you guys can seem wiser than you actually are, you know? And I think that's very true, you know, like, you can see people that are very quiet and then they open their mouth and you're like, whoa, okay, you are not as wise as I thought you were, you know?
I'm laughing because we've put ourselves in a position where our mouths aren't shut.
Exactly. And that's why I think it's funny, you know? I do think this is a different, I know it isn't a different, but at the same time, this podcast was something that I feel like God put in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you, you know, I know for me, for sure, this was actually something put on my heart, but it is something I've definitely noticed being around people. The more you keep your mouth shut, the wiser you seem. And actually, I think the wiser you almost become, because instead of a speaking state of mind, you're actually in a listening state of mind. And you actually have the ability to just, instead of focusing on speaking, you're actually just focusing on listening and analyzing what's going on, you know, right. And you can learn from that. So I don't know. It's definitely something I would like to work on more. And here you guys like, you're talking to me right now. It's like, yeah, I know. But yeah, it's just something very interesting. I'm like, you know what? This is actually valuable because it's said quite a lot in the Bible. You know, the even foolish seem wise when they keep their mouths shut, you know? It's
right.
So I don't know. It was just something I've been thinking about.
So basically, guys, if you're young, just shut up and then you'll just become smarter.
Right. Exactly. Or at least you'll seem smarter. If nothing else, people will be like, whoa, that guy over there, he is smart. Especially if you just add in something here and there, just like say something that's slightly wise. You know?
Just look over at someone. True.
Yes, that's exactly. Just say true.
That is true.
Straight Yoda.
I feel like recently I've kind of been in like in this consistent state of awe, especially over the last few days. I don't really know how to.
In awe?
In awe, just like of God, I guess.
Okay.
But like just sitting there struck, just like, whoa, I'm taken aback at the wonder, you know? And I know that's like, oh,
it's like, whatever,
cool, dude.
Man.
Yeah, cool, dude. That's neat. Have fun. Right. But I feel like I was looking up stuff last week for the last episode we did. I was looking at C.S. Lewis, and I'm like, oh, I'm looking at things. And then I wanted to know more about him, so I started reading some more of his books. And then I came across the first book in his space trilogy, which, if you know me, it's space. Obviously, I'm going to read it.
Definitely.
From a Christian author. I'm like, I want to hear this. But that first book is called Out of the Silent Planet. And it was, I just finished it in 2 days, listened to it while I was at work. It's probably my new favorite book. It's super short. I don't know. I'm just still thinking and reeling about it. It's got an interesting story. It goes by pretty fast.
What is it called again?
Out of the Silent Planet by C.S. Lewis.
Out of the Silent Planet.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's got me thinking about God and space and how he made space and how
I can see, so you guys can see this, but Eli's eyes are just like widening.
I feel like my mind's been open. I also finished Dune, which isn't like a super, it's a relatively clean book or series or whatever, but it's not like specifically
like Christian or anything like that.
Yeah, but so I've just been thinking about space and how huge God is and how, I don't know, I've just been in awe. And I'd encourage you guys to read this book, Out of the Silent Planet. It's by C.S. Lewis. He's a Christian author. Well, he's dead now. Was a Christian author.
Well, that's
I'm
sad.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I wish he wasn't. I would really love to meet him, talk to him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what else to say. I'm trying to get my thoughts out in an intelligible manner, but I don't know. It's a really good book. I finished it today, and I've just been thinking about it nonstop. It's
out of the silent planet, and it was written like a long time ago. Wasn't
it was
it?
Written in 36.
1936.
It was published in 1943.
Ring a ding ding.
Oh wait, first published in 38. Sorry.
Well, there you guys go.
I'm reading.
Yep. Yeah. Sounds like an interesting book. You know, well, from the amount of stuff you've said about it, I will probably definitely go give it a read. Just because that sounds
I was sitting here raving to Gavin about it while we're sitting here before we recorded, because I was like, dude, I've been thinking nonstop about other species and how humans act and all this, and I'm just like blown away.
If anything, it's food for thought.
It is food for thought.
Hashtag food for thought. FFT.
I'm wanting to read more books now again, because I stopped for a while, but now I'm realizing, man, they make me think.
That's a good
instead
thing.
Of just sit there and not think.
Right.
And I'll watch movies. Movies might make me think, but I've seen all of the movies.
Yeah.
Read a book.
So I was reading, as I do, and I read this article that was titled, Why I'm No Longer Religious.
Oh.
It was a Medium article, which was interesting, and it was just basically this lady that used to essentially, like, grew up in a Christian household, mm-hmm. you know, and their family was quite religious, you know, blah, blah, blah. She went on and essentially listing sort of like the reasons she kind of just strayed away from all that. And it wasn't just because she was like super rebellious. It was just because she was thinking and she never got answers really for her questions. And from, I won't list them all.
From like her family or?
Well, just like, like, here's some, like, if God loves everyone, why does he let innocent children die? That's like your average non-Christian atheist yeah. question. If God is real, why won't he talk back to me when I pray? You know, all these questions like that. So anyways, it was just like, it was interesting to me reading this, but then I was thinking about those people that are like that in some ways, you know, where they're just like, I grew up Christian, but I don't really believe in it anymore. And then, like, almost feeling bad in that sense, but, like, also just thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I grew up Christian, and I'm like, what is separating us and stuff? And I don't know. I just think about that sometimes when I read that stuff. But also, what it made me think about more is the interviewees we've had on here.
Yeah.
Actually, like, they were almost, like, atheist before they became Christian.
Yeah.
You know? And it took them years. Like, I'm pretty sure your dad, how old was he?
Like, he said he was, like, almost 30, I think.
Right, in, like, late 20s, and then Shema was also somewhere near that age, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, it just was like, okay, people just come to God at different times, and I'm not in charge of that, and I'm okay with that.
Right.
And I can still be these like,
when
people.
When you first mentioned this article to me, I was like, oh, no, you know, like, because I'm just like, no, I feel real bad.
Right.
Because I feel like church was misrepresenting stuff to her or something like that.
Right, right. And maybe it was.
Right, and I want to, like, list all these excuses, but I'm like, now that you say that, I'm like, is it for me to say when God's timing is wrong or right or whatever?
Exactly, yeah. Which I don't doubt, maybe there were some things that Christians in her life didn't do right, you know, and didn't demonstrate perfectly or whatever and didn't have answers to her questions.
That doesn't mean she's, you know, out of reach though either.
Right. And it's just like thinking on all that, just like, okay, well, people are not always gonna be everyone's on a different road and a different path, and people are different, and that's something I've been learning lately, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, not everyone's like me, not everyone thinks like me, everyone has different value systems, you know.
Right.
And just realizing that kind of helps you go to the peace. Okay, people are different journeys, they'll come and they'll do. And I don't need to worry about it. God's got mm-hmm. it in his hands, you know, and I don't have to try to make them Christian right now, you know, like, even though, like, quote, that's the best thing for them, you know, and I want them to have that. I want them right. to have a relationship with God, you know, I don't have to make them into that right now. Mm-hmm. It's God's got it in his hands. I can just right. be a person to them.
Yeah. That you've got
loves and takes care of them. You've got to
exhibit Christ, you know, to them.
Right. But I don't feel like I have to do it in a pushy way either. You right. know, it's just like,
you don't have to be like, I'm trying to show you who Christ is. Just listen to me. You know, right. just show.
Exactly.
You know,
show, don't tell.
What's funny is we were talking about this a little bit earlier, and you were saying, like, how you grew up. And it's sort of reminiscent of how I grew up, which is like, I always kind of, because my dad,
yeah,
which we've talked about before, he's kind of, for as long as I've known him, been in the, we're a Christian family, you know, here's what God says kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've always had an understanding of God in a way,
yeah.
not a big one, I would say, but enough that I always felt like God was there.
Yeah.
I could always talk to him.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't hear clear, concise answers, I felt like God was always around.
Yeah.
And so, like, for you and me, it's sometimes easier to relate backgrounds because it's like, here's that.
Right.
But for other people, it's definitely not like that.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, haven't you always had it like this?
Right. Exactly. You
know? And I've got to think about that. Think yeah. about where God has them. And
exactly.
Because they're going to essentially bring something different to the table.
Right. And yeah, exactly. And not only like, I don't like thinking about all this, I realize, you know, like, I don't have to make them Christian right now. You know, I don't mm-hmm. have to talk to them even about Jesus necessarily, you know? I don't have to feel that pressure. I can actually just be this person in front of them that's taking care of them and loving them, you know? Right. And
if they have questions about how you're able to love them and take care of them, then
right.
that's where
Which,
that goes.
I'm not at all saying don't talk about Jesus with people, you know?
Right.
But I do think it's just a sort of freedom. And also, you can actually take that advantage to learn something from them, you know, because people, everybody's got something to offer. Everyone actually has wisdom and things they know and things they're good at, you know, and things you can learn from them and learn from how they act, you know. It's just like, you can actually learn from people, you know, if you taking that whole approach to meeting new people, you know. I don't know. Just something I've been thinking about, my little thoughts, I guess. They're still forming, so there you guys go. Me talking about people who are Christian and who aren't and all that that relates to it. So
yeah, you got anything to say about that? You know, right, Gavin, a hateful, hateful message.
I want it long. It's just massive.
StayingChristian@gmail.com.
He's all the things wrong with your argument, buddy.
There you go, buddy. You're wrong.
So when people, when we say that, hey, send us hate mail, I think, at least for me, I'm actually 50% serious. Like,
yeah,
or actually definitely. Almost 80%, almost 100% actually full. Actually, I am 100%.
I'm definitely fishing for feedback. I almost don't care what kind of feedback. And, you know, when I get it, I'm like, ugh, now I got to respond to this. But for the most part, I'm like, I want to hear what people have to say about stuff we're talking about.
We read everything everyone sends us, and we actually think about it for a good amount of time. I do, at least. I don't know about you. You probably just chuck it away. I don't know.
Well, I figure you read it, and I'm like, Gavin. Gavin will remind me about this in a few weeks and tell me that I did bad at actually looking at it. So.
Yeah, but we do read it, and we are actually serious. Hey, if you guys have critique, and you're like, you guys do this terribly, you guys do this okay, you could do things better here, we're fully accepting of that.
Right. Part of me is going to rise up and be like, how do you know? You don't get to tell me what to do, but you know.
But we definitely will take what is like, okay, they actually have a point here. So yeah, we're just saying that, I guess, to say, hey, you guys can speak up, and people have spoken up, you know, so I do think that's good. So anyways, this is basically, a call for more hate mail. I know you guys are probably like, geez, we don't want to send this hate mail. Yes, we know. But well, this is for the new people listening that are just like, you guys stink. Let me write you and tell you. We're like, okay, please do that,
well,
actually.
Also part of it is sort of what we were talking about in the last segment, where it's like, I kind of want to hear where other people come from. So if you do actually have a counter thing to what we said, it's like, let me know where you're at. It might not change my mind on the subject, but I certainly want to get a different perspective on it and be like, oh, it can definitely come from this way.
Right,
something
right.
I wouldn't think about with my background,
exactly.
You know?
Yep.
And then also, you know, just... That you know, the also the hate mail if you actually hate us. So
anyways, yeah, we like critique is good, helps us grow wiser.
Oh, and if you have songs for the music segment too.
Yeah, that too. Also, well, we'll mention that in the outro as well. Be quiet, Eli.
My fault.
Welcome back to the new music segment, where we share about new music that we like and enjoy. You guys know the drill. Eli, what new music have you been listening to?
Well, I was thinking today and I was like, what was my song this week? And then I was talking to Phil and he goes, you know, it's a really good Switchfoot song. I was like, what? He goes, Stars. I'm like, that's a great one. And so I re-listened to it and I was like, I forgot how much I love this song. It's called Stars.
That song is like super rocky, is it not?
Oh yeah, it's
like hard metal.
But it's like, I don't know. I'm going to look up the lyrics real quick. You tell me your song.
You're stalling here. My song is Glorious by... Why is my brain going silent? Glorious by Colony House. And
that's a good one.
I was listening to it just tonight, and I was like, wow. This is... Like, I feel like I relate to Colony House on so many different levels.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like these... Well, they're not young. Well, they're youngish guys.
I relate to their dad, Stephen Curtis Chapman, a lot.
Yeah, that's because you listen to him, right? A lot as a child or whatever.
Well, yeah, but...
But it's just a good song. It's like all of Colony House's songs actually make me think, which I really enjoy when they have thoughtful lyrics. And this one had something about basically maybe God can take this broken... piece of this broken dirt bag and make something out of it, you know.
Yeah,
which is something. I mean, definitely I'm like, yep, I'm a dirt
it's
bag.
Essentially like, I can't wait until I'm finally not a mess. It's kind of like the main vibe of that song,
right? Exactly. Basically, I'm a broken arrow. This is the lyrics. I'm a broken arrow, I'm a fatal error, missed my mark, I forgot my line, waiting for a sunrise. I'm so tired of living like I don't have what it takes. I don't have what it takes. And I'm like, this is me basically right now. I don't have what it takes. And I figured that out kind of. I'm sure I have to continue figuring that out the rest of my life, you know, because kind of a state of being humble, I think. But it's just like, yeah, more. And then this was a cool thing that I really liked at the end. It says, where I'm still waiting for that day where I'm more than mistakes, and I will be glorious. I will be glorious, you know? I'm just like, I don't know. I'm like, this is a really relatable song for me. Right. I want to be glorious. I just don't want to be my mistakes, you know?
It reminds me of thinking about identity in Christ and like who we are to be. And I'm like, you know, I've heard it said before, and I agree with it, that our identity is to be loved.
Right.
You know? And to be loved and to love. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that a lot. So, I don't know. That was just a side thought, but that kind of even ties in with the stars song.
Cause of course it does.
Well, kind of. Because he says, when I look at the stars, I see someone else. When I look at the stars, I feel like myself. And one of the verses is, stars looking at a planet, watching entropy and pain, and maybe start to wonder how the chaos in our lives could pass as sane. But thinking of the meaning of resistance, of a hope beyond my own, and suddenly the infinite and penitent begin to look like home.
Wow. Switchfoot's lyrics are just like
right.
a mouthful.
But then it's like accompanied with this awesome guitar riff that I'm like, I want to play. Yeah, and I was even coming down here, I was like, wait, can I play that? So before the podcast started, I was like, doo, 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 doo.
Oh, that's what you were playing. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, I was playing a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, but you were repeating that one riff, and I was really like, what is going on here?
Oh, so. Actually, that was something I made up.
Ah, never mind.
I'm a musician, remember?
I forgot.
It's in the bio. If you check the bio,
I'm just going to... And let me go read that bio again. I forgot.
Anyway, you can get listen to these songs on the playlist that we have put together from the new music segment over the episodes.
This is a playlist for our Spotify. It's a Spotify playlist.
Right.
So if you don't do Spotify, you do Apple Music or something else like that, then you can still click this link and it'll take you to the playlist where you can at least see the titles and the artists.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's in the show notes.
Yep.
Should be in every episode, I think, that we've done this. So,
well, pretty much. Maybe not the really early ones. But anyways, right. That's aside from the point.
Anyway, you can check them out there. They should be on the top of the playlist. And we're starting to do a thing where you can send in a song and we'll listen to it. And hopefully you'll tell us about it and what it did for you. And
we'll share it here on the podcast for all to hear. I watched the movie Blade Runner 2049 here.
Ooh.
And it was a beautiful movie. Absolutely. Like, it was stunning and also made me think a lot, which I love movies that, like, you almost can watch them over and over and gain new things, like, every time, you know? So anyways, one of the quotes from it, I'm gonna not try not to spoil it. It was basically a robot person called a replicant said, dying for a cause is the most human thing you can do.
Hmm.
And that, like, was the biggest thing that stuck out for me for that film. I was like, that is so cool, you know? Dying for a cause is the most human thing you can do. And I'm like, if that's not directly linked to, like, Jesus, like, come on, you know?
Maybe. Well, I'm even... Two things. I mean, obviously, just so you know, Gavin skipped a lot of parts in this movie. We're not precisely saying, hey, this movie's great for children, because it's kind of not. But also, is it? Is dying the most human?
Right, but whether or not it's actually the most human thing, it stuck out to me for the fact that they said that, you know? Saying that almost like this is the definition of humanity at its greatest. That's kind of what I heard, you know? And I'm like, it kind of is, you know? That's what Jesus did. That was the climax. It isn't the full climax because when he's coming back, I think that's the biggest climax, but this was definitely a peak. Like, this was a big deal that Jesus died on the cross for us, you know?
Right.
And I think it's easy to, like, skim over that as a side note, because people say it all the time, oh, Jesus died on the cross for your sins, you know? It's like, whatever, man.
Yeah, it's like, nobody did.
But, like, actually dying for something, dying means the end. It means your little book you wrote is now done. Especially back then.
Your little
then,
story,
you know?
you think right. that you're God of is suddenly over.
Right. Like before.
No more improvements, no prologue, no postscript, no nothing.
Yeah. It's just like, it's done. and dying is what the biggest thing. So it was just cool that was what they said, that it was the most human thing you can do.
That makes me think, though, because I've always had in my head about, I don't remember if I heard it somewhere or if I came up with it myself, but it was the actual opposite, that living for something is our, oh, you know what?
Interesting.
Part of it was about Hamilton, actually, because there's this line in Hamilton where Hamilton's super prepared to die in the war. He's like, dude, I'm ready to give up my stuff, ready to get freedom for the United States, right?
Right, yeah.
And Washington's just like, dying is easy. Living for it is much harder.
Interesting.
And I was like, you know what? It kind of is way more sacrifice to live for a cause when you don't get the easy way out, quote unquote. I suppose there's two ways of looking at it then.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I totally get what you're saying. And I'm like, yeah, giving up your own story for the betterment of someone else's, that's a noble, noble thing to do.
Right.
You know?
But then at the same time, I totally see where you're coming from too, living for it. That's definitely
living for
it
feels like more of a sacrifice because it's a continual enduring pain.
Right. And I think that's, it becomes the hardest thing you can do once you've already given up your life almost.
Yeah.
You know, once your life is already almost not your own. You're just like, okay, well let's end this, and then it's hard to live it.
But part of it is with that sacrifice, usually I'm thinking of like stories, like like a movie or a book, right?
Yeah.
So like there's like something and then they live the rest of their life giving up their every day to make the people who couldn't be there make their sacrifice for them or make that whatever continually.
Right.
And
right.
That's what I think of when there's like living is hard.
Which basically at that point, they aren't living their life for themselves mm-hmm. anymore.
Right.
They have already almost died.
Mm-hmm.
They've pretty much died to themselves.
Right.
Bam, bringing it full circle here,
right.
I feel like.
Well, that's kind of the point I was trying to make. It's like, that's kind of what we're called to do.
Right.
Is live every day, not to ourselves.
Having already died.
And that's almost pretty much the equivalent of dying.
Right.
In a way. Because I know there's a lot of talk and reference to like when you're baptized, your old self is dying.
Yeah.
And your new self is becoming born, you know?
Right, yep. Been reborn or whatever they say.
I don't know. Yeah. That's a lot of food for thought, Gabe.
That is a lot of food for thought.
Because like you started talking and I was like, wait a minute.
What about
this?
But
then I listened and I was like, yeah, you're kind of right, but also what about this?
But then that is almost dying. Yeah, it's very interesting. Definitely almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is the hardest? Living or dying? I don't know. You let us
yeah.
You
once
let
you've,
us know.
I definitely think it's once you've died to yourself, you know?
Right. You know? I mean, because if...
That's the hardest, you know?
Right.
Which in some cases, I think death could almost be easier, like you said, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But to live, having given up, always giving up, you know? It's like dying every day.
I think that kind of depends. Say you've got this massive elaborate plan for your life and you're like, this is how I want my life to go, here's my whiteboard, here's my timeline here.
Bam.
But then it's like, hey, could you do this? You'd probably die, but you'd save me.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. And then that's not like a yeah, but like a, oh my god, let me think about this. And then you do it to save that person.
Yeah,
that's like, I can't imagine doing that now.
Right.
Like, I'd have to seriously mull over that.
Yeah, exactly.
But even then, it's like, hey, could you give up your entire rest of your life? In both ways, you're giving up the rest of your life for that person. But in one way, you don't have to endure it. And the other way, you're continuing to endure it. And maybe eventually, maybe I should have not done that and done what I wanted to do instead.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't know.
It makes me think of the hero's journey. I saw a TED talk on this once, and it was this whole, I can picture it because it was such a well done illustrated video.
For those who probably don't know, there's like a story structure called the hero's journey where specifically there's like a hero, he doesn't want to go do his quote unquote destiny.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it.
It's whatever.
He goes through, long story short, he doesn't want to do this thing, and then he's almost forced to do it. And then kind of he dies in some form or fashion once he's like gained this wisdom and value system that he didn't have before. And then he is basically almost raised from the dead. Not really, but this can be metaphoric. You know, it's just like
there's
this
a, at least a failure.
There's some kind of failure, a death of some sort. You know, and then
he rises back from it, and that's the climax of the story.
Yeah, and then he also goes home. You know, he goes back to his original life, except now he's changed.
Yeah,
it's almost like as if like we die to ourselves that first time. You know, and then after that, it's a continual. It's a whole new. It's a different mindset we're in now as Christians, you know, and it's a different value system. And now it's a continual process of dying to yourself.
Right.
You know, having experienced that first death almost, you know, now it's, now let's do that 70 times seven, you know? So,
yeah,
I don't know.
And, but part of what I was kind of saying this in between segments to Gavin, but I was talking about, man, I don't know that I have a lot else to say today because I've just been thinking about the books or whatever. I've been thinking about God, and I've just been thinking about him in this wide sense, like, man, who else to serve, you know? And I'm like, have I been doing a good job of serving? Probably not. You know, I'll be honest with you. Probably not. And, but do I wanna? Heck yes.
Yeah.
What else is there for me to do?
Right.
You know, I've seen all this. I've seen God, you know, what else am I to do? And so part of me is like, that's that serving doesn't have to be like I'm giving up myself. Oh man. Oh shucks. You know.
Yeah.
But it's like a joy now.
Right.
Because like to see who God is and all that.
Yeah.
I don't know where else I'm going with that. My mind is kind of jumbled. I'm trying to get my words together.
It's all good. That's why we have this podcast.
Right.
And that's why we have hate mail.
So you can tell me what I was really trying to say.
Exactly. But yeah, anyways, that was my kind of food for thought place, I guess. And that was a very interesting trail we just went down.
Well, that was, I did not expect to have this conversation at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Also from a Blade Runner 2049 movie.
Yeah.
That was very interesting. Anyways, also disclaimer, I wouldn't necessarily recommend that movie to everyone. I skipped a bunch of parts. So yeah,
there's some nudity. It's
watch with caution. If you do watch.
So, what websites did you say you used?
I used Common Sense Media, and there was like a bunch of timestamps that I could just skip from.
Skip over those timestamps. Yeah.
Huh. Which, anyways, I'm just letting you guys know if you're like, oh, well, Gavin said it, so it must be good.
I mean, cinema-wise, it's good. The guy who did that also did Arrival, which is that episode we talked about a little bit ago.
Right, exactly.
So
that's our segment. We're going to end this now.
Yeah, the segment's done.
That was the latest episode of the Staying Christian podcast. Hopefully that was interesting. Hopefully it made you guys think. And hopefully it was God for some of you guys, maybe.
I mean, we went on a long spiel and we neither of us saw that coming. We're sitting there like, oh.
That the Blade Runner
what?
Quote or whatever.
Did we just talk about stuff for like however long that was?
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
If you want to find us on Instagram, we're on there under Staying Christian. You can DM us, you can follow us, and you can comment on our crappy pictures.
Yeah.
A bunch of things you can do there.
We enjoyed having you, even though you haven't responded yet, hopefully. We'll be anxiously awaiting your message.
Okay, so also, to be clear, we're not forcing you guys. Don't feel like you have to email us.
I'm forcing you.
Like we...
Pick up your phone right now.
Right now. Anyways, love you guys. Stay Christian. Stay real.
Stay real. Stay Christian.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow.
It's still going.
Did we stop early?
I think we did. We usually go longer, I think.
No, it was just like a one measure. I was going to say, well, I guess it's time to quit. Guess it's time to quit since we need to stop talking.
that is something we can reference though, at the end. Guess we got to be quiet now.
Guess we got to shut up.
Yep.
Sorry, guys. You're quitting the podcast now. We're supposed to be quiet to be wise. Nobody told us this until now, so.
So, yeah, we're just now learning this.
This
so.
Is it.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
It's been good. It's been nice. Over 20 episodes in. I feel like this is enough, you know?
Yeah.
If you guys haven't learned stuff by now, then.
Honestly, it probably is enough. I haven't read all of Harry Potter either.
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
That's
it was
my
you.
Bad. Oh.
How dare you?
I'm so sorry.
You know we're recording here. How dare you have your notifications on your phone? Get out. Get out of my podcast.
Okay, I'm leaving.
No, come back. I'm playing. I'm sorry. Where's your mom? Can I offer you some ice cream?
Can I have some ice cream?
I might have some.
We need to have some in like the freezer then.
We should have some ice cream.